Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Smart Biz Network. I'm your host, Cynthia Pooler, and the Smart Biz Network is brought to you by New Earth. Enhance your health as you increase your wealth. So that's teamearth.com/227662/home, or you could Google Cynthia Pooler, New Earth. And my guest today is Mark Grimm. And Mark Grimm is a motivational speaker. And he's here to talk about his business, what he does, and how you could benefit from listening to him. So, Mark, how are you today?
It's great to be with you, Cynthia.
Thank you. So tell us a little bit about what you do as a motivational speaker.
Well, there's people always looking for speakers, obviously, and there's always people who want to be motivated. So what I do is I speak before any number of groups. It may be at a conference or in front of a business organization or some company, and we talk about what really truly motivates people. And I think a lot of people live in a fog, and they're not really sure what are the things that make them happiest and what is the clearest path to success. So we talk about that. And a big part of it is getting the communication right, understanding what you really think is value on your terms, and then working for it. So if you can't hit a target if you don't know where it is. So finding the target, really making that clear, I think that has a lot to do with how we get motivated.
Are business people and entrepreneurs always looking for motivational like tapes or books or speakers? What have you come across in your dealings with entrepreneurs?
Well, entrepreneurs, they think big. I mean, to be an entrepreneur says, look, I think I can do this. I'm going to go out on my own. And every one of us has had that entrepreneurial moment. At some point in our careers, we work for somebody else. Then we decided, I think I can do this as well as anybody else. So it's a part of vision. And such a motivation is so related to your vision. If you are crystal clear about what you want, then you have a good chance of getting it, as long as you're doing the right things, getting from point A to point B. And I think the people that have this kind of clarity, these are the people who are motivated, and because you get these little successes along the way, and that's what adds to big success. So it's not just about looking at a distant target. It's saying, these are the little steps along the way that I want to make, and if you keep making them, that adds to the motivation. And everyone in business has to have some kind of goal and some kind of target, but also some kind of passion. Cynthia, the people that win are the people that really are passionate about what they're doing.
You know, when you come up with your own vision and you start to execute that vision, if you have people who are negative, who talk you down, whether they're jealous, they don't want to see you succeed. How do you overcome negativity if you want to keep motivated?
Surround yourself with positive people. You're right. There's some people that they're negative now, leads. They always want to tell you what you can't do. You know, you have a big idea, and they got 100 reasons why you can't succeed. And, you know, no great achievement has ever taken place without the idea that somebody could really make it get over all the hurdles and beat the odds. So you have to think that way, and you have to surround yourself with people that think positively. And that's important. I really think there's some people that just always want to tear you down, and that's on them. That's not on you. So I do think keeping a positive mind and being open to, you know, constructive criticism. That's a different thing than negativity, because sometimes you need to keep your ears open, but you also have to keep your eyes on the target.
Now, you're in the Capital District of New York, as I am. Do you strictly stay in this area? If somebody wants to hear you speak in, let's say, San Francisco, do you go to other sections of the country besides New York?
Oh, sure. That's the beauty of the Internet. And, of course, the people in the Capital Region are more familiar with me, so I'm more likely to get more business here. But anywhere where someone wants to be inspired, that's where I want to go. And that's why, you know, I have a website, as you know, markgrim.com. And I do get inquiries from outside the area for people to find me there or on LinkedIn, on the LinkedIn profile, because there's a lot of activity on LinkedIn in the business community.
Do you find that LinkedIn is the best tool to network with other successful entrepreneurs?
I wouldn't say the best tool, Cynthia. I still think human interaction, person to person,
right,
is still best. So I do think it's important to network and give people a chance to meet you and listen to their story. I think if you're a good listener, you can realize what – I always like to listen for people's pain. By that, I mean, what is it you'd like to fix? And oftentimes, if it has anything to do with communication, I can help them. So if you listen well and help people with their problems and offer solutions, that's really the way to generate business.
Now, you're also with the Association for Talent Development. This sounds interesting. What is that?
Yeah, it was formerly called the American Society for Training and Development. They've changed their name and rebranded a little bit. But it's an association for trainers and consultants, those people into developing talent. You know, so it's a human resource organization, and it's very prominent. It's an international organization, and there's a very strong chapter in the Capital Region and the Hudson Mohawk chapter, we call it. It's the Capital Region and some of the Hudson Valley. And that's a great network opportunity. I've learned a lot from fellow trainers, and I've been involved in the conference committee. We have a conference every year, and I was involved in the conference committee for over 10 years, helping them with communications and publicity. But I think that's a good issue to raise. Find a trade group in your field and, you know, participate in that, because you learn from each other and you also know, you get a better idea what's going on in your field. So I'm a big believer in being in trade associations and chambers of commerce and those things.
You know, a lot of people, when they do have an idea, before the internet, it was very difficult to network, as it is. Of course, there were people who did that, but don't you think the internet has made networking and connections a lot more simpler?
I wouldn't say simpler, because the good news is the internet, everybody has access to it, Cynthia, but the bad news of the internet is everybody has access to it. It's a very crowded environment. And it used to be, we had to, you know, plea for the media to cover us so we would get some exposure. And now we have point-to-point communication. We go right to the source, you know, untilted by any media. But the reality is, though, so many other people are on there, too, and I think it's very hard to be clear and compelling. You know, people zip through their Facebook or they zip through LinkedIn. They zip through their emails. You have to be really good now at clarity. That is this compelling message that grabs people's attention right away. If you don't, then you get overlooked. So I would think there's a greater skill now on communication than ever before. And if the ones that really tell their story well, they're the ones that are going to win in the marketplace.
Now, you also do one-on-one coaching.
Yep.
I came to you and I said, Mark, Can you coach me one-on-one? What exactly would you be doing?
Well, we find out what you need coaching for, but typically it's public speaking is the most common coaching that I do. And everybody out there, everyone listening, your vast audience can get better at public speaking. Even if they're a novice or even if they're somebody who's pretty good, you can get better. And that's there's no ceiling on public speaking, which is, I think, exciting. But if you have an opportunity to get before an audience, and the audience sometimes can be just three people, you have a chance to explain what you're about and get people engaged. And that's a gift, but it's a gift that can be developed. And I also do a lot of media skills training. People, when they deal with the media, they say, oh, how do I look like I'm not nervous, or how do I have good sound bites or give good quotes, or, you know, how should I appear on camera? All of that stuff I'm very familiar with. I was a TV anchorman for 12 years. And those are the kinds of things I can help people with. And it's very, very gratifying when you help someone and as a result, they're more successful.
So if somebody that is listening to this right now, whether it be Albany, New York, or Midwest or out on the West Coast, how could they reach you?
Well, markgrim.com is my website. There's two M's in Grim, and my contact information is always available there. And there's also a long list of services I provide that explains people how I do this. And I do online training, Cynthia, which you can do pretty easily now. You can do video online training, and that's worked out pretty well. So I can train someone from anywhere in the world. And I have done online training with people that are well beyond New York State.
Now, when you do video training, do you do that through YouTube?
Well, you can do through Skype or FaceTime, which are just free programs that you can. Okay. It's like making a phone call, but the person appears on the screen, and I like it because as a coach, as a trainer, I like to read the body language of the folks I'm training, so you're able to do that video, and that's a big asset. It's not as quite as good as one being in there, right in the same room, but it's not bad.
So in other words, if you do a Skype interview with somebody from another part of the country. And you're looking at them, and you're looking at their arguments. You're able to identify what their good points are and what their bad points are, just as if they're sitting right next to you.
Yes, and because sometimes you coach someone, and you can tell they have a little bit of a puzzled look on their face, and you can pick up on that and say, "Let me." It appears to me that you're not quite getting all of that. What is it that I'm missing? So, we know from just from person-to-person contact that if you are able to see someone during your relationship, during your transactional relationship, then that's helpful. So I think the Internet has gotten a lot easier now. Skype, for example, when I first got on Skype when it first came out, it was very clunky. The picture would drop out. But, video has gotten so much better now. Our capability has gotten so much better that you can really do, significant online training now at a pretty high degree.
That's what motivated me to come up with this new Blog Talk radio show, because I've been taking the New Earth products for many years. And honestly speaking, I was never good at sales. But the Internet has changed all that. Going on LinkedIn, seeing all these wonderful people who do, they're experts in their field. And I think that is really a neat thing. Technology really has changed everything. And this is just the beginning. That kind of technology has been around just for a short period of time. In 15 years from now, who's to say what kind of technology there will be there that can help people in whatever endeavor they plan to go into?
Well, we know there's been two big revolutions in communication in our history. One of them was in the 15th century when Gutenberg invented the printing press. And why that was so important is it allowed people access to books. And previously, there were very few people who knew how to read. Literacy was at a very low rate because there weren't any books. Now when you started producing these books, people had a chance to learn to read. And imagine the impact that had. Now, the second big generation here is the Internet. It used to be the people who controlled the media controlled the communication. Now it's much more democratic that any individual can communicate with millions of people at any given point unfiltered. That's a remarkable development and has enormous implications economically, socially, politically, right across the board. So you bet, and it's only going to get better.
Now, is there anything that I have overlooked in that conversation that you would like to talk about?
Well, I just think the idea of coaching, I'm a big believer in coaching. You always get better, and the most successful people I've seen, I've met and I've studied successful people very carefully. One, that they were willing to think big, and two, they had a tremendous appetite for always getting better. So you want to be confident, but you don't want to get your ego in the way of getting better. So as good as you might be, you want to get better, and that's the advice I have for folks, is just have this insatiable appetite for getting better and getting coaching. And as a coach, it's very gratifying for me to help people succeed. It's one of the most gratifying things you can see.
Now, as a news anchor, I'm looking through your on your LinkedIn page, and you just talked a few minutes ago on how social media has changed, you know, the way information is out. So when you were a news anchor, spell out how it's changed to the benefit of the community today.
How has media changed?
From the time that you were a news anchor up until today, with the advent of all social networks and stuff, from your perspective, how has that revolutionized communication?
Well, it's good in that, you know, it used to be the major companies controlled the media, and that's not the case anymore. And that's a good thing, because a lot of these major companies were biased. So now, because of technology, more people have a say in public discourse, and that's very exciting. But the flip side of that is it's a very crowded field, and it's very hard to get attention. So you have to think hard about what people care about, what's their pain points, and how can you help them. And if you talk really plainly and visually about that, you have an opportunity to get some real attention that can really matter.
Now, you've written a book called Everyone Can Be a Dynamic Speaker. Do you think that's the case?
I do. My book is Everyone Can Be a Dynamic Speaker. Yes, I mean you. And it's a little tongue-in-cheek, because some people think, oh, maybe he's a communications person, so he can do it. But it's really open to everyone. I started, I hid in the men's room one time. It was my turn to speak because I was so nervous. My hands were sweating. My stomach was butterflies. And I sat in the men's room. I said, do I want to go the rest of my life this way? And I decided no. So I started on this path of better speaking and kept continuing in it. And I talk about it in the book, because now I'm at the point where people actually pay me to speak, which is really something. But that's because I deliver value when I get before them. And so, you know, speaking is such a great opportunity. And you don't have to be 6'7 and 270 pounds. You don't have to run the 109.1. It's open to everyone, regardless of your circumstance. And that's very exciting.
Now, if somebody would want to purchase your book, can they get it online or just in a bookstore?
It's available only at markgrim.com. It's not available at amazon.com. I want to be clear about that. It's available only at markgrim.com, and it's a simple process, you know, with the PayPal and the credit card. It's simple.
Okay. So they can get your book through your website. Thank you for being on my first show of the network. You're listening to me. I'm the host. I'm Cynthia Pooler. And if you like this show, I have a Facebook page, the Smart Biz Network. I have a LinkedIn page, the Smart Biz Network. And this show has been brought to you by New Earth. That's newearth.com, 227-662/home. If you want to enhance your health and increase your wealth. Thank you, Mark. Thank you for taking the time to be on my first show.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor to be on the first show. Many more great shows to follow. Thank you, Cynthia.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great day, and thank you, everybody, for listening.